Here's Frank, Scott, Chris, and Adam.
More trades. We need more trades. Well, we got them. Welcome into another emergency edition of Fantasy Baseball Today on Wednesday night, July 28th. Frank Sample joined by Scott White here to talk about two trades. Let's start with the main one, the blockbuster, Joey Gallo to my Bronx Bombers. The Yankees receive Joey Gallo, who is under contract through next season, and reliever John King for prospects Glenn Otto, Ezekiel Duran, Josh Smith, Trevor Hauver, and possibly more. There's things still being ironed out here between the two teams. Wait, Scott, do you hear that? Do you hear that?
You're falling. In all the good times, you're still a bargain.
Never been more relevant. Our guy, Chris Towers, with a great Joey Gallo song before the season. Anyway, Gallo, fantastic overall player, really good defender, should fill in center field. Obviously, this is a match made in heaven, Scott. Yankee Stadium, short porch in right field. Gallo was already the outfielder 16 in Roto this season, 50th best player, and he was tied for outfielder 22 in fantasy points per game as well. What do you think? Are you excited?
Well, I mean, like you said, I know you've been asking for this as a Yankees fan. It's the ideal park for a left-handed power hitter, and that is certainly what Joey Gallo is. So, I'm not good at figuring out this sort of stuff for myself, but Jorge Montanez, who is at Roto_Nino on Twitter, he was able to find on StatCast how it looked like Joey Gallo would have four more home runs this year if he was playing in Yankee Stadium versus where he's actually been playing. So that gives you some idea what kind of impact that venue change could have. Four extra home runs in basically two-thirds of a season. And it's a significant increase. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for Joey Gallo's fantasy value. I don't know that it completely transforms him or anything. The kind of power he has, it's going to be a lot of home runs wherever he goes. It's going to be a lot of strikeouts wherever he goes. It's going to be some cold stretches wherever he goes. I don't think it radically changes his value, but it can only help.
Yeah, Joey Gallo currently on the season batting .223, 25 homers, 6 steals, so he's chipped in on the base paths as well. He has a 19% walk rate, which is first in all of baseball. And of course, his barrel rate, if you look at his StatCast page, it's filled with red. But the barrel rate in particular, 97th percentile, a lot like Aaron Judge and Stanton. Gallo, someone that just hits the ball extremely, extremely hard. So Yankees, they're going to hit a lot of home runs. We know that. The strikeout rate is going to be massive as well. They currently have the 10th highest strikeout rate in baseball, and that's before Joey Gallo joins the team. So we should expect a little bit more of that. I think overall it helps the other Yankees as well, Scott, just more RBI opportunities. They desperately needed a left-handed batter in that lineup, so could see the values of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, maybe even someone like Gleyber Torres, DJ LeMahieu score a few runs. I think we could see all of those guys collectively go up together. Let's talk about some of these prospects. The ones that really stood out to me, Ezekiel Duran, he has some power, has some speed, only at high A, so I don't think he's anywhere close. Glenn Otto is interesting because I know he's someone that you've wrote about previously in the prospect report. You currently have him on your Scott White Dynasty League team. And this season, between AA and AAA, Glenn Otto has a 3.33 ERA, 1.02 whip, 115 strikeouts in 75 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's been really good.
He has been really good. Yeah, he's had 5 double-digit strikeout efforts in the minors this year. Twice he's gotten to 14 strikeouts in a game.
Wow.
All of those were at AA. He's made 2 starts at AAA. They've been kind of meh, but he just got there. 25 years old, big fastball, good breaking ball. He had, already 25, like I said, so he had missed a lot of development time because of injuries, and I know the thinking entering this season is he's probably going to wind up as a reliever, but given the way he's performed in the minors this year, I I suspect that's probably changed, and there's going to be less competition for him with the Rangers. I think this gives him a shorter path. I also noticed that Glenn Otto was an extreme fly ball pitcher in the minors and now going to a bigger stadium, a better division for fly ball pitchers. Yeah, I think Glenn Otto only becomes a more interesting dynasty asset because of that. And yeah, this is a really good prospect haul for Joey Gallo. I don't know if the market got set by the Athletics trading Jesus Luzardo straight up for Starling Marte. But this is a legitimate haul. Ezequiel Duran, I just written about in the most recent prospects report. And he has just a really good all-around hitting profile. Great numbers at high class A this year. He's already 22, so he could move quickly. I think we could see him as early as next year. And those are probably the ones I'm most interested. Trevor Hover, I think is how you say it. Trevor Hover. Just an incredible on-base percentage. This is his first year as a professional, but he's on the older side too. He's already in his 20s. And he's still in low class A, so he has a ways to go. But you know, he's kind of an interesting dynasty asset too.
Yeah,
the Rangers made out really well here for Gallo, I think.
They didn't necessarily get a superstar prospect, a huge name, but a lot of depth here. So nice return there for the Texas Rangers. Last thing on Joey Gallo, Scott. I know you probably haven't updated the rankings yet to reflect this move, but just eyeballing it, I'm trying to figure out how high Joey Gallo moves up. I could see getting him up to 20, 21, just behind Cedric Mullins, Ketel Marte, George Springer.
I think I have Mullins and Springer higher than you do. But let me pull up where I have Gallo now. So I'm 28th currently.
So you have,
yeah, I mean,
he could probably get ahead of Austin Meadows, is what I'm thinking.
Well, there was an argument for that anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, Gallo is still going to disappear for very long stretches, and we don't know there being, you know, how many weeks are left in the season? 8? We don't know how present he's going to be. Of course, not literally, but statistically. We don't know how statistically present he's going to be rest of season. That's the thing you have to keep in mind. It's Yankee Stadium, yes, it's a good venue for him. It's a good venue for every hitter, but someone like him specifically. But it still relies on him making quality contact at the plate, and we can't predict exactly the timeline for it over what's just a fraction of the season. We'll have all of next year to see how Joey Gallo does at Yankee Stadium, and that'll be a fairer sample size to assess it. I'll move him up some, but it's less because I think he's going to be that much better with this move than because I think there's just not a clear reason to have him behind those other guys.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It was such a cluster already.
I can see maybe he doesn't disappear as often or for as lengthy periods of time in Yankee Stadium. It still hinges on Joey Gallo making contact, but it could be a lazy fly ball that gets out in Yankee Stadium that might have not been the case when he was playing in Texas. The other trade I wanted to mention, Eduardo Escobar went over to the Milwaukee Brewers in exchange for infielder Alberto Ciprian. He is an 18-year-old prospect currently at rookie ball, and outfielder Cooper Hummel. He is a 26-year-old outfielder with a very high OBP in the minors. Escobar this season, Scott, ranks top 10 in both head-to-head points and roto at his positions at second base and third base, 65th overall player in roto for Eduardo Escobar, and he joins a park that is great for left-handed power. So I think he sees quite a boost as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen players like that achieve new heights in Milwaukee, at Miller Park. So is it called Miller Park anymore? I'm not sure if it's called Miller Park
anymore. I don't
think
it is.
Yeah, I think they changed
it recently. They keep changing things.
They get us comfortable, and then they go and change it. Yeah, now we've seen that from players like him. And
that would be American Family Field.
You know, it does create an issue in the infield, right? Where Luis Arias, who was kind of coming around, had become a bit of a fantasy asset. Mm-hmm. And probably doesn't get to play that much anymore. Maybe he'll steal some starts from Colton Wong at second base. But less than full-time duty for both of those guys means they're probably not that useful in standard mixed leagues anymore. So that's the downside to it. But Eduardo Escobar is a better player, a better fantasy player. And it's good that he's moving to a smaller park and a better lineup.
Very nice there for the Milwaukee Brewers getting someone that can man third base, Eduardo Escobar. All right, we're going to wrap there. For Scott, I am Frank. Thank you all for listening and watching this emergency edition of Fantasy Baseball Today. We'll be back again later on. Bye-bye. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. As somebody who's been through this, I can tell you these features are so, so incredibly valuable. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools, and their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. The area you live in is just as important as the house itself. You can get to know a neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Say you're a really active person. You could find out about the nearest parks. Do they have a baseball field? Maybe you want to join a softball league like Chris and I play in. Also, Homes.com collaboration tools makes it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com, we've done your homework.